शांति। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट वानप्रस्थ स्टेज, द हिंदी टर्म दैट बाबा यूज्ड इज वानप्रस्थ। लौकिकली इट मीन्स स्टेज ऑफ रिटायरमेंट, अलौकिकली बाबा टेक्स इट एज गोइंग बियॉन्ड साउंड। सो इन इंडिया इन द स्क्रिप्चर्स दे हैव टोटल फोर स्टेजेस इन लाइफ, चाइल्डहुड, youth, householder and retired. So as person grows 60 years, they say now he is in a stage of retirement. In different countries, the age of the retirement will be different, because some countries starts retirement at the age of 50, some 60, 65. As far as I know, 65 is the maximum age when people get retired from their government jobs. Private job, one works until whatever age. So in the old age, after 60 years, people used to spend more time in bhakti, and naturally, if somebody has spent whole life in doing whatever they want, they will not be interested in fashion, parties, functions, even social functions. In India, once mother-in-law has daughter-in-law at the house, she will tell daughter-in-law, okay, now it's your time to attend all functions, social functions, engagements, marriages, thread ceremony, all sorts of variety function. Mother-in-law may go or may not go, depending on how near relationship and deep relationship is there. She will retire even from that. And in Brahma Baba's days, many retirees used to go to Haridwar, the bank of Ganges, and do bhakti. And the son will send them money for their livelihood, but they were spending time more over there. So in that stage of retirement, there is total distaste for the old world. People wear simple clothes. No need to wear too much jewelry, or no need to think about beautifying the body, etc. Because in young age, that's what we do, people do, have now and again hairdresser and beauty shop and buy latest fashions, dresses and shoes and handbags, etc. But as people become old, they don't need all this up-to-date accessories. They think now it's time for do more bhakti. So now in age of retirement also there is detachment. Detachment from the family, distaste for the old world or latest fashions, etc. And that's what happened when Brahmins came to Yajna in the early days. Many of them were very young, especially Dadi Gulzar was only 9, Ratan Muni Dadi also around 9-10, Prakash Mani Dadi 12 or something, Mama 16, etc. So they came at very young age. But as soon as they realized the truth and the principles of yogi, they renounced everything. They started wearing whites and gave up everything of the old world fashion and everything. And there was total detachment because quite a few of them were married. Some of them had children. And in order to surrender completely or even carry on Jnana Yoga and discipline of Brahmacharya, they had to renounce their family. Some of them had to renounce young children because husband or family will not allow them to take their young children with them. Like Dadi Gulzar's mother, she brought only one Gulzar Dadi. The others were younger, so they all stayed with father. Quite a few. Manmohini Didi's mother also, she took only one daughter and the youngest son was left behind. So it was total detachment. The mothers could not hold on to the family. Nowadays Baba says, okay, stay with the family and have distaste for the old world, be detached, which is little bit more difficult. So we have to see that I have total disinterest in the old world, because we know destruction is very close by. We understand the time. What's the time now? It's time to go home. Whether young or old, everybody has to go home. So especially young people should realize body may be young, but I am, as a soul, very, very old. Once that realization is there, okay, I have taken so many births, enjoyed every possible things in my different births. This birth, the body may be young, but I have done all this entertainment and fashion and wearing jewelry and all sorts of things. Now I have to beautify my soul and not the body. Then there will be distaste and detachment. So it's not that because I don't have something that I have disinterest. That's because sometimes it's a forced situation that I can't afford to buy. New fashion dress or handbag or shoes or I can't afford to go to hairdresser so often, etc. No. Beauty parlor or something. But it should be total distaste that this body is just means to carry out my activities. I have to more focus on beautifying my soul. So that will help us. Detachment will help us that we can have deeper love for Baba. And as we know the history of Yajna, in the beginning they didn't have many means of service and their focus was not service. Their focus was Jnana and Yoga, and that made their foundation very firm. Because quite a few of the sisters, they came from a very rich family. They had everything. But they renounced it immediately once they realized that my aim is sadhana or deep meditation. And so there was no attraction to the old world. Now we also realize that we are the foundation of this Kalpa tree. And as much as we have connection with Shri Baba, because Shri Baba is a seed, the seed is going to nourish us. Just as in a tree, seed is very important for entire tree. We know we are very important instrument for the new world. We are going to sustain the entire tree. We are in the roots. Brahmins, they are in the roots. And roots, if they are strong, the tree will be strong. So our aim is now to have deep tapasya and create powerful atmosphere, peaceful atmosphere, happy atmosphere, because that's our main task. Our aim that we have to prepare new tree, new world. So now, in order to go beyond sound, this disinterest in the old world is very essential. And to go beyond sound, we need to be very introvert. That's what our first lesson is. Be so conscious and remember me. So our main subject, very important subject and little bit difficult subject, is yoga, going beyond sound. So for that, we have to be introvert. Because unless we are introvert, we cannot be so conscious. So they go together hand in hand, introvertedness and soul consciousness. So first and foremost, what we have to do is now to go beyond sound. Churn gyan in introverted state, because those who are extrovert, they are more interested in looking outside, thinking about others, talking about others, looking at others, extrovert people. Whereas introvert, they remember Baba, churn gyan, and churning gyan will help them to remain cheerful, happy, intoxicated. So our attention should be more and more remaining soul conscious and introvert. And in order to have deep yoga, Baba says, have deep love for Baba. Have all relationship with Baba. And in one of the murlis, Baba talks about four things to help you to have bodiless stage. Naturally, soul consciousness, the second stage is bodiless stage, which will also help us in a deeper meditation. And in order to have that bodiless stage, Baba gave four, Avyakt Murli, Baba gave four terms Hindi, those who are knowing Hindi. How many of you know Hindi? Raise your hand. About 10, 15. Baba gave, because Baba's Avyakt Murlis are very having all very good terms. Preet, Meet, Geet, Reet. That is, you need to have deep love and make Baba your friend, because most of the people love their friend more than even parents, especially in the West I've seen. Now, because in Australia, we used to ask them to fill up the form when they come for course. And in early days, we have in the form one column, what is your Laukik father's name, bodily father's name. And some of them used to react, why you want to know my father's name? They didn't even want to think about their Laukik father. But friend, everybody loves. And most of foreigners would have come through friends. In Asia, they come with relationship. Husband comes, wife follows, children follow. Or wife comes, husband follow, children follow, like that. But in the Western world, they follow the friend. friends come to Gyan, they praise Gyan, and then everybody follows each other. So make Baba your friend. Keep on singing the praise or songs of Baba. And fourth, follow Brahman Maryadas. That will help you to be bodiless. So as we have that aim to be Karma Yogi, Raj Yogi, Zi Yogi, naturally we have to practice. So conscious stage, bodiless stage, and ultimately seed stage. For that we have to realize the importance of time because this is Sangam Yuga. We know in this Sangam Yuga we have to use our treasures in a worthwhile way. Whatever treasures we have given, time, thoughts, words, elevated actions, jnana, blessings, etc. It's not time to waste, because this is time we can clear our karmic account with deep yoga, because purify ourselves, because in a short time we have to rise from 0 degree to 16 celestial degrees. Kali Yuga, we had been impure, tamo pradhan. And this is a time that we can become sato pradhan, completely pure. And if I waste this time, I will, every kalpa will be wasting time and getting low status. I can't get full inheritance if I waste my time. So I had to keep on accumulating all these treasures and not waste them. Baba's each murlis, each word is worth multi-million. So naturally I had to listen the murli with attention and chant and imbibe, because our one of the fourth subject is dharana, not just knowing jnana theoretically, but implementing my jnana and becoming image of divine qualities. So this birth, Sangam Yuga, our Brahman birth, is worth diamond. So we have to remind ourselves all the time, who am I? soul. I am a Brahman. I am a godly student. And keep on accumulating all the treasures. Receive blessings from everybody by sharing my treasures. Because Baba today or yesterday was saying, no, your job is to study and teach. So jnana we are not receiving for ourselves, but we have to share with others. And also nowadays Baba is emphasizing, don't give sorrow to anyone. Give happiness. So when we give happiness to others through our thoughts, words, actions, naturally we will receive blessings from them. And when we receive blessings from others, Baba also gives blessing because he loves children who are following his direction. Service, world service. So world service we have to do by being in a powerful stage, Mansa Seva. So whatever time we have, spare time, have meditation. Because that will help us to create nice environment, peace and happiness around us. Because that's what the worldly souls need. So my aim should be all the time to spread vibration of peace around me. And Sangam Yogi is to reach Bhav Saman stage. So we should never forget our aim, that unless I go beyond sound, I cannot reach perfect stage of perfection, we can say, or stage of karmatit, or divine stage, because our aim is Bhav Saman or deities. So we have to pay attention to this. So I have to pay a lot of attention on my thoughts, that I don't have negative thoughts, impure thoughts, waste thoughts, but I should be always have good wishes, pure feelings, churning yarn, and to have that deep meditation, I need to love solitude. In our 83rd birth, we used to love chatting. As soon as we were free, we will ring somebody, open TV, or surf internet, WhatsApp, social media. So we used to spend our time in all these things. But now Baba says, whenever you have time, sit in solitude, love solitude, chant dhyan, have meditation, and you should never feel lonely because Baba is your friend. So you can have chit chat with your friend, go walk with your friend, eat with your friend, do everything together with your friend. So as we become powerful by having deep meditation, we will become destroyer of obstacles. As we know, in this Kali Yuga world, in the last stage, there are so many problems and obstacles, so many challenges. In a job, competition, pressure, in relationship, with laukik, alaukik, there may be some conflict, strained relationship, health problems, even young people having headache, body ache, glasses, even sometimes cancer, etc. So we have to see that situations will come, but we should be stable and unshakable. Face all challenges with Baba's company. Keep ourselves under Baba's canopy. And we have to pay attention that we keep on sharing jnana with others, or our treasures with others. So we have to pay attention on all the four subjects, because this is the only short time that we have to do whatever we want for whole kalpa, absolving past sins as well as accumulating good charitable karma for our future, for our status, or 63 births, I would say, because even at the end of copper age, we were quite in a good stage. And for that also, we had to be very detached observer. It's very essential, so that we don't have negative thoughts and waste thoughts. There's so many things going in the world. When we observe such scenes of murder and terrorism and war and natural calamities, unless we are detached observers, we will not be able to be in a good stage. We will be shaken, or negative feeling will be there. Okay, why these people are doing like this? How can they do like this? What is the state of people? it's easy to forgive ajnanis, because ajnanis don't know, they are so much selfish and greedy and cruel. But sometimes we find jnanis are also in different states. Some are in sato, some are in rajo, some are in tamo, some are in tamo pradhan stage. Because jnana helps us to understand, but to implement jnana, one needs to keep on making effort. Because if somebody is ajnani and doing something wrong, we say, oh, they are ajnani, greedy, cruel, violent. But when jnani is doing, say, how come jnani do like this? Because we forget that Baba is changing tamo pradhan to sato pradhan, completely impure to pure. And everybody is at different stage. Because whenever somebody used to complain to Dadi, Dadi, oh, this Brahman is like that, this Brahman is like that, this one is doing like this. So Dadi used to say, not everybody is going to become ruler. If at least 90% to 95% are good, look at them. Because others will become, some will become royal subjects, some will become ordinary subjects, some will become maids and servants. It's number wise. Students are number wise. Teacher is one. Teaching is one. But students are number wise. Otherwise, everybody will come into golden age. Everybody wants to become sovereign, world sovereign. But not everybody will become in golden age. Only 8 rulers. And finally, we need to maintain balance in our life. Because balance will bring us bliss. In a Brahman life, we have to have balance of loving and detached. Because we can't say, I'm detached and forget about suffering of others. We have to be empathetic, help them. But yet detached. We have to be maintaining equal stage, whether we are in a comfortable situation or there is something missing. So whether it's a happy situation, sorrowful situation, remains same. We have to maintain balance and defamation and praise. We should not be affected. Because when we get affected, naturally, we will have negative thoughts. We can't have positive thoughts. We remember people rather than Baba. We remember situation rather than Baba. We should have balance of love and law. Being loving but lawful. Balance of sweetness and strictness. Balance of being sweet, strict, balance of child and master, balance of being entertaining as well as serious, balance of being careful and carefree. So as we maintain this balance, our stage will be unshakable. And we will be able to maintain blissful stage. Because yogi means blissful stage. There should not be any sorrow. Today also Baba was saying, never cry, whether because of happiness or sorrow. Because sometimes people, when they meet their loved ones after long time, you might have seen at the airport, when somebody comes from abroad, so many relatives or friends come and they are crying. So that is tear of sorrow or a love, seeing after a long time. So we have to see that there should not be any sorrow. Our face should be always cheerful. So when we are beyond sound, that doesn't mean that we don't speak at all to everybody, but it means, Baba says, speak softly, sweetly and essential. And so balance of silence as well as balance of interacting with others. So, as we are aware of these two things, total distaste, disinterest because of our age of retirement. It should be our age of retirement as well as stage of retirement or beyond sound. So this awareness will help us to reach our final stage in a short time. Because when people are young, they think, my friends, they are all enjoying life. They are all going out, dating with a girlfriend, boyfriend, and getting married and having a nice family life, good company, etc. So sometimes young people are especially attracted to the world. Peer pressure pushes them into this interest, and that may not help them to have final stage. They will go they will take long to reach that stage and may not be able to reach until end. So now, let us go beyond sound and enjoy Baba's company in that stage of retirement. Om Shanti.